let's turn back the clock with Andy and Virginia.
Good morning.
Hello there.
And welcome to another program of new and old recordings from our own personal collection.
Seems I hear you softly call to me. Valencia, where the orange trees forever scent the breeze beside the sea. Valencia, in my arms I held your charms beneath the blossoms high above. You loved me. In Valencia long ago we found a paradise of love.
Well, that was Percy Faith conducting his orchestra and chorus in a modern arrangement of yesterday's favorite, Valencia.
Valencia was written by Boyer, Charles, and Padilla and was a European hit of 1925. Here's one of the original Spanish versions as we turn back the clock to 33 years ago when the famous Metropolitan tenor Tito Skipa sang Valencia.
Por eso no más. Me muero de pensar que
besarme con esos labios tan rojos. Me muero al saber que han de mirarme los cristales de tus ojos. Me muero traspasado de alegría por aquí donde el dolor. Me muero al oír que serás mía, ay, chiquilla de mi amor.
You know who that was?
Who?
That was film star George Saunders singing I'll See You in My Dreams, and it's from his Ampar long play album, The Saunders Touch. I like it.
Oh, you gals
very
like
much.
These
no, I do. I like it.
Voices taking
I
to
love
the
that.
Casbah.
No.
You know, one of those things.
No. I like that nice, deep, deep quality. I've always told you I like a nice, deep voice. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think he does a nice job.
The late songwriting team of Gus Kahn and Isham Jones wrote I'll See You in My Dreams in 1924. This was the original hit dance recording as we turn back the clock to 34 years ago when Paul Whiteman and his orchestra played I'll See You in My Dreams.
Thank you.
Now, Virginia, who continues with Turn Back the Clock?
Well, Andy, it's Bob Hope and Friend singing Nothing in Common.
We've got nothing in common, but nothing in common. Whatever you've heard,
you're on, Dad.
I'll go. Now, if you mean talent, then your reasoning's fine.
I don't mean money.
Watch it.
'Cause that's just where you shine.
On the fairway, I swing such a rare way.
Into my pocket, you keep slashing the fairway from under the ball.
Let's part, be real smart, and not start with this mishmash. 'Cause outside of thinking that you're singing in tune,
and outside of thinking you're this year's Pat Boone,
Berlin Huskies, my boy, we've got nothing in common at all. We've got nothing, got nothing in common, but nothing in common. We're sorry to state
the roads we travel,
the large laughs with L'Amour.
Those days are over.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Dad. Don't be so sure.
That's right. TV's won 'em.
They got 'em.
They're gonna rerun 'em.
Ouch.
We'll look like the Bobbsey twins.
I'm gonna shun 'em.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause they'll be on too late.
Yeah, you'll have your Shaw and your Ovaltine by then.
The road picks were such kicks, but let's nix any encores. 'Cause outside of still looking youthful and cute,
and outside of stealing all that Paramount loot,
we grabbed a bundle
of bandits.
We got nothing in common at all. Simply stated, the tones we've created.
A wild moose just mated, could never approach.
He'd get drummed out of the herd. Ho hum, that's it, chum. We have come to the wind up.
'Cause outside of having a friendship that's fast,
and with Cleveland and Pittsburgh, we'll both finish last.
Not again.
We've got nothing in common at all, at all, at all. We've got nothing in common.
Say, Dad, you want to go for the big finish? You want to grab the high one?
Tony Bennett hasn't got a spy around here, has he?
Oh, John Charles Thomas will fuss a little, but let's go,
let's
huh?
Nick it.
Get my oxygen and we'll go.
At all.
Hey, they made it, huh? That was Bob Hope and, of course, Bing, singing Nothing in Common.
Leslie Towns Hope was born May 29th, 1903, at Eltham, England. After playing vaudeville, Bob first appeared on Broadway in 1927's Sidewalks of New York. He had a bit part there, followed by Roberta and the Ziegfeld Follies. This was his first recording from his first film, Paramount's big broadcast of 1938, as we turn back the clock when Bob Hope and Shirley Ross sang Thanks for the Memory.
Thanks for the memory of sentimental verse, nothing in my purse, and chuckles when the preacher said, for better or for worse,
how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of Schubert's serenade, little things of jade, and traffic jams and anagrams and bills we never paid.
How lovely it was. We who could laugh over big things were parted by only a slight thing.
I wonder if we did the right thing. Oh, well, that's life, I guess.
I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of tinkling temple bells, alma mater yells,
and Cuban rum and towels from the very best hotel.
Oh, how lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of cushions on the floor, hashed with Dinty Moore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, whatever became of those pajamas?
Huh? We said goodbye with a highball.
Then I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
No tears, no fuss. Hooray for us. Strictly on Renew, darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio and toodaloo.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
First time I looked into them, their eyes.
What are you thinking of?
You've got a certain little cute way of flirting with them, their
eyes.
What are
you dreaming of?
They make me feel happy. They make me blue.
They make me blue.
No stalling, I'm falling, going in a big way for sweet little you. My heart is jumping, you sure started something with them, their eyes. If you're wise, they sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking them, there's danger lurking in them, their eyes. You'd better watch them if you're wise.
Oh, now I know.
They sparkle, they bubble, they're gonna get you in a whole lot of trouble. You're overworking and there's danger lurking in them.
Well, that was Gary Moore and Chorus singing Them Their Eyes, and it's from the Warner Brothers long play album, that wonderful year, 1930.
Maceo Pinkard, William Tracy, and Doris Tauber wrote Them Their Eyes back in 1930. To our knowledge, this was the first record revival of the tune, as we turn back the clock 20 years to 1939, when Bob Crosby's Great Dixieland Band played Them Their Eyes.
Great.
Thank you.
that time again.
Well, then I guess you'd better say...
thanks, folks, for tuning in.
And whether your choice of music is With Virginia for the New Records...
or whether you like to reminisce with Andy...
join us when we gather around the turntables tomorrow morning to...
Turn back the clock.
Turn Back the Clock has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.